Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Periton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Periton.
Hey, this is Arthur Hardy with the Mardi Gras Guide. I'm on with Tina and Jeff for Yours Truly.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Jeff with Flourish Truly. Hey, Jeff, happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
Oh, it is another day in paradise. This beautiful weather that continues on. We just had an amazing Halloween in the city of New Orleans, and now we are well on the way to the holidays officially. So, plus we're knee-deep into football season. I can't really complain much right now.
No, I want to bottle up this weather so bad.
Yeah, right.
I really do. It's absolutely been gorgeous. It was such a gorgeous weekend, and we've got even nicer weather on its way. And yes, it is officially November, which means Christmas music, Christmas movies. All the stores have all the Christmas decorations. Well, Lowe's has actually had decorations up before Halloween, but hey, you know, when in Rome, you know, that's what they do. And it just seems like every year it gets earlier and earlier. But I am a Christmas girl, Christmas baby. I was born in December. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I like the cheesy Hallmark movies. I love listening to the Christmas music. I just love everything about the spirit. So I'm excited. But also, yes, what comes with that is the heart of football season.
That's right. As well as the debutante season. That's coming up too, which ultimately evolves into the carnival season. So we're getting closer and closer to having some feelings of normalcy. But yeah, we certainly do feel a little bit of normalcy right now with football season. I got to tell you, what a weekend, right?
Yes, what a weekend. It did come with a cost, though. I mean, Saints obviously have Tom Brady's number. I mean, this is since he's been with the Bucs, since Brady's been with the Bucs. I mean, the Saints have had his number for the exception of that playoff game. And there's a lot of reasons we could go into why the Saints lost that game. But I mean, he is a turnover machine. 8 turnovers since he joined the Bucs and playing against the Saints. This is, you know, arguably who they call the greatest of all time. And the Saints just, you know, get in his face, get in his head. But yes, that huge win against the Bucs came at a, you know, really just heartbreaking loss of Jameis Winston. And I just, my heart breaks for him because the guy was doing and everything right, everything we asked of him. He was gaining the love of the fans, which Saints fans are very fickle.
Yep,
we all know that. A lot of them were having issues overcoming the loss of Drew Brees, even though we knew it was coming. But yes, he was gaining the love and respect of Saints fans. And he had 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a 102.8 quarterback rating. I mean, he was up there, top 5, doing everything we asked of him. And then just that horrific play, which of course, you know, we've had the argument, and if you've been on social media, especially with Bucks fans have been arguing with us, telling us it's not illegal, but yes, it was an illegal horse collar. That's why a flag was called. He will probably get fined. And unfortunately, Jameis Winston tore his ACL, has MCL damage, and he is out for the season. And now we have so many questions. Who is going to take over as quarterback? Remember, Jameis Winston was on a 1-year contract.
Right.
So now what happens next season? And that's the part that really bothers me the most about all of this, is because I like the kid and I want him here back next year. But with the quarterback carousel that's going to happen at the end of the season with Aaron Rodgers, with Deshaun Watson, with Russell Wilson, we don't know where they're going to be, if they're going to be with their current teams next year. And all the talks of the Saints possibly trading or signing for players, even right now during the season, what's going to happen at the end of the season? Will they re-sign Jameis? That's the thing that hurts me the most about all of this, because Sean Payton's a genius. You've seen what he's done since Drew Brees in the last 2 years. He's won with 4 different quarterbacks. So I know that he's going to game plan, and whether Taysom starts and he's able to come back from that concussion, because can you believe it's been 21 days since Taysom had that concussion and we haven't heard or seen him at practice?
Yep. And that tells you something. They're not just giving him time off. They're not just letting him take his time. It means he has not completed the concussion protocol. And after this length of time, that's not a good sign.
Now, I've never played football, but I had a very serious concussion when I was younger that sent me to the hospital. I was sick for days. I had light sensitivity. I had headaches. I had nausea, dizziness. Think about this. If he's having any kind of those symptoms, he cannot practice. Right. So yes, this is, and as people were saying, they were like, well, I never had a concussion. I don't know how really, it's bad. Yep. And he's had previous concussions before. You know, the rule has always been in sports, like you have one and the next one is usually a lot worse. That was a brutal hit on him. So here we are now 3 weeks into it. We don't know if he's going to practice. Sean Payton, when he gave his press conference yesterday, said, you know, he'll see where he's at this week. But I mean, is it Trevor Siemian that's going to be a quarterback? Is the Saints possibly going to trade for somebody? I personally don't think so. I think Sean for once came out and was very honest this week about the injury to Jameis Winston, which was very shocking. But also too, he said, our guy's in house. So right. there's been a lot of chat on Saints Twitter today and yesterday about possibly trading for Deshaun Watson, which the Houston Texans and several other teams, the trade deadline was this afternoon and nothing has happened. The only little rumbling we had was that the Saints were possibly trading for Odell Beckham and they could not come to an agreement, which that's fine because no disrespect to Odell, but he's had some off-field issues. He's kind of a drama queen and we really don't need that in our locker room right now. The issues with Deshaun Watson, I mean, he's got a lot of off-the-field issues going on and allegations and I mean, nothing has, you know, he hasn't been charged with anything, but I mean, there could be possible suspension looming. So why would you want to throw all your eggs in a basket, trade for a quarterback that might not be able to play? And you know, Goodell hates the Saints. So, I mean, you know, we trade for him and he comes here, you know, he's not going to hesitate to suspend him at that point. But I mean, we don't need that. We don't, our locker room is got its core. Mark Ingram is back, which I'm super excited about because Jeff, you of all people know how much I loved Mark and it broke my heart when he left here.
Oh yeah.
So we've got a good core and a lot of veterans and, you know, we've got rookies too, but I mean, our locker room is solid. We don't need all of the drama coming into it right now, especially as well as they're playing.
I think if you look at the silver lining, Mark Ingram came back just in time. And we were able to pick him up on what, Thursday? And he was able to start on Sunday. He was able to have an impact in the game, and which doesn't surprise any of us. But when you see Mark Ingram coming back, you now realize, okay, now you've got that rounded running game that you need, and you need it more than ever this second because of your quarterback situation. Now, with that being said, Trevor Siemian is somebody who Sean Payton really likes and really does see a lot of talent in. And we can see hints of it. Obviously, this should be his, I think in all reality, this should be his first real run with the starters. I can't see a situation where Taysom Hill comes back from concussion protocol, even if he does this week, and then jump into the starting role. I think that is too risky and it would be an irresponsible move of the Saints coaching staff. And I think they know that. And I think that's why Siemian will be the starter this week. Regardless, I can't say that that's a bad thing in a lot of ways. You're playing at home, you're playing in a rivalry game, you should have a big crowd on hand. All the things are lining up for a big game, and I think it's the right time. He's not a guy who hasn't been in the spotlight before. We got a third string quarterback who started 20 plus games in the NFL.
Yeah, he's been in the league multiple times. He's a Super Bowl ring.
He's got a Super Bowl ring. You know, this is a guy that I think can hold his own. He showed it the other day. Was he rusty? Of course he was rusty. Was he as rusty as we've seen third string quarterbacks in the past? Nowhere close to it. The guy still managed the game well. Saints still came out with a win. And of course, the defense had a whole lot to do with that. But you don't win that game if Siemian plays poorly. And I think that's the important point.
Yeah. And you're right about signing Mark at the perfect time. I mean, you couldn't have written that script better. I mean, it was utterly unbelievable when it happened. I was like, this, you know, something I joked about. We joked about it on Twitter and everybody's like, oh, you know, we've spoken into existence, but it was shocking because we didn't think it was going to happen. We always wanted him back. I mean, he only needed, what was it, 89 yards to break Deuce McAllister's all-time rushing record. He has become the leader. I think he's now at 60 something yards. I have to look at the stats actually to get the exact number, but it was heartbreaking when he left and the way that he left, because he didn't want to leave and his agent played his hand and it didn't work out. And, you know, went to the Ravens and then he left there and went to the Texans. So, you know, Saints fans and that dome was absolutely nuts when he came out of that tunnel. And then he led the Who Dat chant. I mean, like, I hadn't heard the dome that loud. And of course we had had fans, but we had a crowd of over 69,000 for Sunday's game. But I mean, it was so loud and electric, and the fans were in it. The players were in it. It's going to happen again against Atlanta, because we always, I mean, that's our rival team, and we troll them as hard as possible. Even the same social, whoever handles the billboard and social media, I mean, they troll, they do that this or that and on the screen during the games. And it is hilarious how they troll Atlanta. And we always seem to have their number. And I don't know if you saw the recap of the Atlanta Falcons game on Sunday. Matt Ryan got stepped on and his hand looked like something out of Halloween. It was very bloody. Now, they haven't said anything. I don't know if he needed stitches or if he's going to show up on the injury report, but it was really bad. And he continued to play, but he wound up throwing an interception after that. But I mean, his hand was gruesome. Like, I mean, like it wouldn't have been a football game, you'd have thought it was like some horror movie on television. It was really bad. So I don't know if that's going to affect him.
He's a tough guy too.
We rag on him, but he really is. He's just with the wrong team.
He's a guy who has just been stuck in a bad situation, has a hard time with finishing things, but that is kind of Atlanta's MO. So I can see that being an issue. But ultimately, you know what I found interesting, Tina? Today, they talked about the fact that even with the Saints losing Jameis Winston for the season, this tells you a lot. And Vegas knows what they're talking about. They don't just throw things out there for the heck of it because there's too much money on the line. And these guys in Vegas, they know the score. We've heard Mike Dettillier talk about that quite a bit. And what happens? The Saints' odds to win the division go from 5-1 to 3-1, just like
that. Without knowing who our starting quarterback is.
They say it doesn't matter. The Saints defense is ferocious. They're making things happen. And it's also a very strong belief in Sean Payton that he can take a quarterback and manage a game plan around him. And we saw him starting to do that with Jameis. That is the real heartbreaker here is that Payton was starting to build Jameis Winston offense as opposed to the Drew Brees offense, which I think Taysom Hill is probably better suited for. And obviously we saw Simeon could play that, you know, short pass, you know, the RPOs, things like that, that were common in the Breeze offense. So now you say, you know what, if Vegas is seeing something, there's got to be something to it. And that's why I think the future looks bright, even when we are mourning the loss of our starting quarterback. And we talked about what the potentials are. I think the only name that I've heard mentioned that I think even has a snowball's chance in hell is Phillip Rivers. And that's because Phillip Rivers is, number one, interested in playing for Sean Payton. Phillip Rivers is a guy who has a close relationship with Drew Brees and would not mind following that same pattern. And so,
but how weird would that be?
I saw
that mentioned earlier today online, because he said that, you know, he keeps himself in shape for that exact reason.
And
but
he said, just how weird would it
be? Like, how strange would that be to have him come in? But I don't see it happening. I like I said, for this week, Sean has been more honest, because when Jameis was hurt, he came out immediately and was, and Sean, you know, keeps injuries close to the vest. And he came out and said, you know, it's bad. It's an injury. And you could actually watch when at the end of the game, when Bruce Arians and Sean Payton came to shake hands at the end of the game, you saw Arians ask how Jameis was doing. And if you could read lips, you see Sean Payton say, you know, it's ACL, it's bad, he's done. Like, you could see that. And then Jameis is like, I mean, not Jameis, Bruce Arians says, well, tell him, you know, we're thinking of him. Yeah. So they had people that replayed that over and over and over and was good at reading lips. So, I mean, it's just like Sean knew. And for him to come out and say that, because he normally doesn't do that. You know, it's always like, oh, he's got a knee, you know, or he's got a leg. very not specific about it, but he was very honest about it. So I believe him when he says about having the quarterback in house, because we all know how much Sean loves Taysom, and he's been on Taysom's side since day one. And even Mike Dettillier even talked about this on Sports Talk the other day, that he felt like Taysom was going to be the guy going in. But the biggest caveat to that is just, where is Taysom at in his, you know, recovery, I guess you want to call it, or his relief?
I think there are a couple of things to this. And I think Shannon Sharp said it on Monday. When he talked about the fact that, Taysom Hill is not a starting quarterback in the NFL, at least not at this point. We've seen that he doesn't have the arm, the timing, but what he does have is some of the greatest multi-position talent the league has ever seen. seen. Taysom Hill as a running back, as a fullback, as a tight end, as a special teams player, we know the talent that he has and how he can change a game. As a starting quarterback, well, if he's your backup guy and you can utilize him in all those roles, but here's the other problem. Taysom Hill is a big part of your offense. And so now you lose Jameis Winston. So all you have is Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian. So Siemian is going to take the role right now, immediately, I believe, as the starter. Can you even use Taysom Hill the way that you've used him before? You can't, because you can't risk the injury.
Right. So, because then it's Ian Book. We have Ian Book. And we don't know. We don't know what we have with him.
That's why,
honestly, I'm going to find out today or tomorrow.
Approaching the trade deadline. Well, there's obviously a problem with Ian Book. And I don't necessarily believe it is an on-the-field problem. I don't know anything, but just looking at the fact that the guy has been MIA and we haven't heard his name come out of Airline Drive, I think that may specify, that may signal there is an issue. However, with that being said, you have to have another quarterback somewhere. You've got to. And that's why I think that if you look at bringing in a player, does Phillip Rivers want to come be a backup quarterback? No, I don't think so. I think if you were looking to get somebody that you could move into the starting role over the course of the next 4 to 6 weeks, that makes sense. If you need a backup quarterback and you still need to make Taysom part of that offense that you need, then I think you really do look at the Cam Newton backup situation.
That was a name that was brought up.
And he may not. He said he doesn't want to come in and be a backup, but you know, if you ain't got a job, seven games into the season,
I think his attitude might change, because what has he been doing? He hasn't gotten one, at least I haven't heard of him getting one call to go and work out for any team. But Cam Newton was a name that was mentioned. Another name who's very familiar with being a backup and then starting and actually doing really well was Nick Foles. That was another name somebody brought up, because right now, you know, that he's with the Bears and everybody's been like, well, Nick Foles knows how to win a Super Bowl. You know, he was a backup. Carson Wentz got hurt. We all know what he did in Philly. So that was a name that was brought up. Phillip Rivers was brought up. Deshaun Watson, which I hate to disappoint Saints fans. It's not happening. The Texans haven't traded him by now. They're not going to trade him. Plus, there's too many allegations out there. Why would you want to risk it? Risk trading for someone, giving up a lot to get him, because the Texans are going to want arm and leg and possibly the other league to get him here, and then not even know if and when he can play.
Right.
So I you can scratch that name off a list. Cam Newton, I just feel like, one, like you said, he's already said he didn't want to be a backup. Two, he's a little bit of a drama queen. I just don't know how he would fit in here. And in what, where is he exactly? Like, you know, he's had a lot of hits, some injuries. He's not the same quarterback he was a couple of years ago. So I have a question mark there. Two bigger names are the ones that they're looking at after the season. You know, everybody wants Russell Wilson here. I think he would fit in so well on and off the field. It's just, where is he now in Seattle? I mean, the Saints were one of the teams that he said he was willing to play for. Yeah. But that's a question after this season is over with. Yeah. And then, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, we still have the same situation of where are we at next year. I personally want to see Jameis Winston return to the Saints.
Right.
That's what I want. I want him to get the shot, a full season, to see what he can do here in this offense once it's built around him, because he earned it. And once Michael Thomas comes back, I think this is, you're going to see a huge difference in this offense. And he was just starting to gel. The offensive line was getting healthy. They were giving him protection, getting him time, and he was starting to settle down. And we hadn't seen those turnovers that we were used to seeing when he was with the Bucs. Like I said, 14-3 is where he was at. I mean, he was doing, but plenty of other teams would have killed their quarterback right on their roster, you know, starting with those numbers. But yeah. I want him to come back.
I want Jameis to come back. I think Sean Payton wants Jameis to come back. And I feel that if Sean Payton is being honest, one of the things he said yesterday was very telling, when he says, you know, the guy waited his turn in line. He put in the work. He did the things he needed to do. Even though this city gave him so much crap for all the wrong reasons, mm-hmm. Jameis deserved the shot. He proved that he deserved the shot. And I think we saw, as that offense began to be handed more and more to him, he was showing the potential. He was showing what he has been developing while he was studying under Drew Brees. I think the loss is bigger than people will say.
I'm going to share something with you and with our listeners right now. I don't get emotional when it comes to football anymore. You know, I haven't, just because of, you know, since the Nola No Call was really what kind of sealed the deal, but just because of, you know, where I was a fan at one point, and then I became friends with players and families, and I understand the business. So I took a lot of the personal feelings out of it. And I realized, hey, it's just a game. I am a fan. Yes, I want us to win. I'm passionate, but the emotional aspect of it, I've taken out of it. But I'm not going to lie, on Sunday, when I saw Jameis go get, you know, carried off the field, and he was in the tent, and you saw even Kamara, they said he kept popping his head in the tent to check on Jameis, and to see him be carted off and the expression on his face, he was so defeated. That moved me, you know, that hit me. Because I knew that this kid, and I say kid because he's a lot younger than me, he put in the work to get where he was, and he earned it. He deserved it. And it was just gone in a split second on a dirty hit. And it just, you know, it made me feel for him. That's what's the hardest part about all of this. So I hope and pray his recovery and his surgery goes well, and he's back in the black and gold next season. I hope he gets another shot. I'm very optimistic about it because I was so excited to see what he could do with this offense. I thought they were just starting to gel and click right at the right time, because this is the hardest stretch of our schedule. I mean, we got Atlanta this week at home. Then we go on the road to Tennessee, which the Titans are playing really well, but they just lost Derrick Henry for an unspecific amount of time. Yep. So, and that's a huge hit to their offense. You know, then we're at Philly, which, I mean, Philly, you just never know what team's going to show up with them, but we're on the road back to back 2 weeks. And then we come home to play Buffalo and the Bills Mafia. First of all, they're great fans. They travel so well. And Buffalo is playing incredible this year. They're going to be here. And then we got Dallas right after that. And it doesn't matter what Dallas is doing. They always give us problems. So I just feel, and it's a short week on top of it. So I just feel like, you know, this is the time when we needed all those things and Jameis was clicking. But now it's Trevor Siemian or it's Taysom Hill or whoever we sign. I just don't think anything's going to happen. I think we're going to roll with who we have. I think Sean Payton was honest and he actually put it all out there, because for the first time, this is not something we could plan for. When Drew got hurt, like you said, Drew got hurt, we had Teddy the first time. You know, we had backup quarterbacks. And then when Drew got hurt the second time, you know, we had Jameis and we had Taysom. But now it's like, okay, who do we have? You know, like you made a really good point. We put Taysom in there, he gets hurt. We lose that, you know, jack of all trades type skilled player. And then we got Siemian, and then who's his backup? Because like you said, we really don't know what's going on with Ian Book. It's going to be really interesting, but I'm still very optimistic because this defense is on fire. They're playing like crazy. And if it showed you anything, it was Tom freaking Brady on Sunday, and we beat him. And he's still probably sitting on the sofa right now next to Giselle going, how did I lose to their third string quarterback?
Yeah,
but you know what? Love to see it, baby. Love to see it.
Tom knows that we've given them fits. We have really caused him to struggle at many different points in his career, especially when we didn't face him as often. He had fits against the New Orleans Saints. It's one of those teams that I think sticks in his craw a little bit. Come the end of the season, when we see them again, I wouldn't be surprised to see him play with a chip on his shoulder. He's still one of the greatest to ever do it, but he showed that he is fallible for probably about the real first time this season. He's had an amazing season so far.
And there are 5 Bucks fans that are out there right now. They're really angry with us. Yep. So
they are.
They're really, really mad right now.
They
didn't come at us.
You could be mad. You're still in first place in the division. We got a lot of football left to play. So
exactly. And I said this online, and I still mean it. Had we been 100% healthy for that game? For that playoff game last year, if Michael Thomas would have been a factor, if we'd had some of our guys on defense, if Drew would have been healthy and not still playing, you know, probably at 80%, and if Cook wouldn't have fumbled that ball, we would have won that game. We were the better team. They just, you know, they caught us at the right, or no matter how you look at it, wrong time.
Right.
But I mean, we had their number twice and during the season, and you saw we did it again on Sunday. So he's not perfect. No. Tom Brady might be the greatest that played the game all the time. He has, you know, has all the records now and the rings, but he's not perfect. He is human just like everybody else and be can taken down, like I say, any given Sunday.
But we all know the Saints have been a quarterback killing team for a long time.
Yes.
And we have the Brett Favres of the world to tell us that that is absolutely true. Peyton Manning would probably not admit it so much, but I think he knows it in the back of his mind. There is fact to that the Saints play really well against some of the greatest who've ever played the game, and in some cases ended their careers.
Yep, and have decided to retire. So no matter what happens, you just stay tuned to us. We're on social media all the time. I'm live tweeting during the games. And of course, we always have breaking news. So we will have anything if and when they decide to make a trade or they sign anybody. Like I said, don't hold your breath. I'm not trying to burst anybody's bubble, but I just don't feel like it's going to happen. I think we're going to roll with who we have. Just, you know, see how it goes. I think if there's any adjustments that need to be made after this week and Sean feels like, hey, look, we need to bring somebody in, then he will. But you're 100% right. If Taysom is not ready to go, even the slightest, they're not going to put him out there. It's too much of a risk, especially with concussions. Because if you're, like I said, if you've ever been through it, it's something, you know, to really be careful with. And football, especially
in
football.
We know the Saints and the Falcons go at it on the field as much as we go at it in the stands. So
it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun game. I really can't wait. Fun one.
I'm looking forward to it. LSU, a big matchup again as we get towards the end of the Coach O era. But you still throw the records out anytime LSU plays Alabama. So much hatred there for Nick Saban. And so that'll be a good game on Saturday. Of course, the Pelicans have gotten off to a horrible start. We are just finding out the news that Zion Williamson will be out even longer, and that's usually par for the course, that we're not given the whole story from that franchise. And so there was nothing new to see there. So continuing on, the Saints is where the real excitement is. LSU will be a great appetizer on Saturday, hopefully. And we'll just keep rolling along into fall, Tina. I can't wait.
Absolutely wonderful. And of course, like I said, you can follow us on social media, listen to the show. We'll have all the latest, greatest breaking news. And coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to do one of our holiday food shows. I know everybody loves when we talk food on this show. We just try not to do it when we're hungry because it makes 100 times worse. But of course, with the holidays rolling around, all your favorite dishes, all your spoils, as you call it, we're going to be talking about that because I had a lot of people asking me about that. Like, hey, like, what are your some favorite things to cook during the holidays? And I'm a big baker. I'm always sharing recipes online. So we'll be talking about that. But also too, in New Orleans, it's a great time to come and visit because we've got Christmas at Fulton Street with the snowfall and at Lafayette Park and Christmas in the Oaks and all the different events that are here. And because the city is open and everybody's wanting to come back here, and because we have some great games coming up with the Saints, it's a great time to come and travel, take a little mini vacation Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in New Orleans, and come check us out during the holidays, because I feel like everybody is just ready for Christmas. Even though, yes, it is only November 2nd, I feel like everybody's just overjoyed this year just because given what we've been through the last 19 months, it's been rough. Christmas spirit is always a good time. Me personally, I'm the one, hot cocoa, like to watch the Hallmark movies. I'm excited for it. But we're going to be sharing everything from holidays to food to music. And of course, our Saints as they continue on their role and hopefully path to the playoffs. Stick with us here on Floosh Truly. As always, we thank you for joining us. You can catch me on Twitter. I am Tina the Nola Girl on Instagram as well as Facebook. And our Floosh Truly account is @_FloorsTruly on Twitter. And then we have our Floors Truly pod on Facebook and Instagram. And also you can check me out, Canal Street Chronicles. We always have the latest, greatest breaking news there as well. And then also to my passion project, Louisiana Strong. We are still trying to get the word out. A lot of our areas still need assistance. So please, if you can volunteer your time, check out one of your local churches or schools that are doing nonprofits. In fact, my neighborhood just did a food drive 2 weeks ago, and we were able to collect a bunch of boxes of non-perishables to go down to St. John in Terrebonne Parish. So definitely check that out as well. So please, you know, if you have any time or, you know, you want to volunteer, it doesn't matter what you do. They still need a lot of help. Jeff and I, you know, this is like really important to us because we not only were personally affected, we know a lot of people that have been affected. So we even had Mike Tatilier on a few weeks ago and he was talking about his hometown. So, you know, definitely check out Louisiana Strong for all the efforts that are going on there. And if you can donate either, you know, supplies or your time, please do so as well. And Jeff, you can tell everybody where they can find you online as well.
You can find me at the Floors Truly page on Facebook. And if you go over to the Twitter sphere, you'll find me at the Nola Rola.
And again, I thank you for joining us here on Floors Truly Tuesday. We will see you next week. Who dat, baby? Go Saints, go LSU, beat Bama, beat the Falcons.
Get well soon, James.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that, that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Periton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Periton.